Because the route begins in Illinois, and because we're centrally located in Illinois along the Illinois Route 66, what is now a National Scenic Byway, we're kind of that halfway point between Chicago and St. Louis along the route before it then heads west. And we're a great stop. We've got some iconic spots here that people that live here, you know about the Cozy Dog, but it's an internationally known icon, as is Shea's Gas Station Museum out on Peoria Road. So we have some really strong sites that are Route 66. And then the other side of that is that people that travel Route 66, they want to know what makes a community different, what makes it unique, what sets us apart is our Lincoln history. So those Route 66 travelers are all doing that as well.
And what makes this festival international?
What makes it international is the fact that every year since its beginning, which was 12 years ago, we've had visitors from anywhere from 6 to 8 different countries that come to this event. We actually have busloads that come in each year to be a part of the event. The whole development of Route 66 in Illinois as a travel destination really started in the international market. When we started working heavily in Europe, particularly in Germany and the UK, Route 66 was top of mind for them. It was something they wanted to do in the U.S., so it was the perfect marriage for Illinois.
And so the International Route 66 Mother Road Festival will kick off on Friday. There will be a city night cruise. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is the official kickoff every year. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. It's hugely popular. It's a cruise of cars. Some are registered for the car show the next day, some are not. Some just come to be part of the cruise and then go to the festival the next day but aren't in the judging portion of it. But for the last several years, we have between 1,000 and 1,100 cars that take part in the parade. And it really goes along some of the Route 66 alignments in Springfield. So it starts out at Capital City Shopping Center. We'll head west on Stevenson to 6th Street and then turn right on 6th Street into downtown heading north and straight into the downtown area. And there will be crowds lined the entire route to look at some really stunning cars that come from all over the country.
And so the Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau will have a tour for national car clubs during the festival in hopes of bringing them to Springfield for future events. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yes, this is the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Their convention and meeting sales department has put together what we call a familiarization tour and invited several car clubs to come in and take a look not only at the Route 66 Festival as a car show that they could potentially be a part of, but also to look at Springfield as a good location to bring a car show. We're really a car show friendly town, not just with the festival, but the number of car events we have throughout the year. So it's really a chance to showcase our city and say, we're a great spot to meet.
Organizers of the International Route 66 Mother Road Festival expect the 3-day event to draw 80,000 visitors, I think I saw, from more than 20 states and half a dozen countries. And you're saying this could possibly be a banner year. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're really excited. We did a press conference last week, and as of last Wednesday, we said we had 622 cars pre-registered. That was up about 130 from the year before. For the last several years, whatever we ended up with on pre-registration, as long as the weather's good, we've doubled that. So if that holds true, we're looking at over 1,200 cars, which is more than we've ever had registered. So it really could be a banner year.
And we mentioned that the Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau is working on kind of getting some national car clubs into Springfield and possibly interested in future events in the city. Does Springfield have a reputation as a place where classic cars are appreciated? I know, for instance, earlier this year there was an Edsel car convention in town. Mm-hmm. Is this a place where those kinds of conventions are happening frequently?
Yes, it really is. We've been a car show friendly town for a lot of years because anytime there's a car show, not only is it about the cars coming in, but the people that bring in their cars, they want to show their cars off. They want foot traffic to come in and take a look at their cars and take part in their event. And so not only do we have great venues for holding car shows in Springfield, but then on the flip side of that, people do turn out here. the people in this area really like car shows. So it's a great blending of the two.
Any special or unique cars on display this year at the Route 66 Festival?
This year we have several shows within the show. So, for instance, this came through the Convention and Visitors Bureau. They've brought in the International Mercury Owners Association. So there'll be a whole set of their cars. I think they have 60-plus cars. They're going to have their national meet. We have a number of Opel cars. They are also holding their national meet within our show. And then we have a group from St. Louis that's bringing 40-plus cars, and they call themselves the Hot Rod Renegades, and they have a whole mix of cars. So we do have some sections of cars that are going to be new and different, large groups of cars. So that'll be something different to see. And then this year also, we've partnered with the local Crime Stoppers, with the Springfield-Sangamon County Crime Stoppers. We always kind of choose a local charity. They're our charity of choice this year. But they're going to have a display of several of their vintage law enforcement vehicles. So that's kind of a new addition as well.
So obviously there will be plenty of cars to look at.
Yes.
Any other activities or events for festival goers to partake in?
Well, on the car side, we have the Dino Challenge, which is always really, really popular. And then we also have the Mickey Thompson Tire Burnout, which is that's backed by popular demand. It really draws the crowds. But the other part of this, because it really is a celebration of Route 66, so it's heavily about the cars, but it's also about the music and sort of the heyday of Route 66. So we have free entertainment all weekend. On Friday night, we have Shaboom. They're a St. Louis-based 50s, 60s, 70s band. Great show band. Should be a lot of fun. Saturday during the day, Hipbone Sam and the Fundamentals, who are pretty well known in this area, will be entertaining. And then our headliner on Saturday night is the Neverly Brothers. They're a really popular Chicago-based band. They do 50s, 60s, and rockabilly. They have performed at the festival before, and again, by popular demand, we're bringing them back. So lots of free entertainment to go along with the car show itself. We really hope everyone will come out Friday night. Everything kicks off at 6 o'clock with the City Nights Cruise. And then on Saturday, the big car show day, everything kicks off in the morning about 8 o'clock, and the show will go until 9 o'clock that night. And then on Sunday, we have our car show awards. We have 40-plus classic car show awards that are given out, 40 different classes. So that's a great chance to come out and see the best of the best.